Active Directory is a centralized directory service that stores information about network resources, users, and computers. This introduction outlines why securing that directory is critical to prevent unauthorized access, protect sensitive corporate assets, and ensure reliable authentication and authorization across the network. Active Directory is built around central servers called domain controllers that store and serve the directory database for user, group, and computer objects. The directory is arranged in a hierarchical structure. A forest represents the overall security boundary. Trees group related domains by name, and organizational units enable delegated management within each domain. This design supports data replication across sites, secure trust relationships between domains, and efficient lookup of directory information network-wide. Active Directory uses a ticket-based protocol called Kerberos to verify user identities without repeatedly sending passwords. When a person signs on, a domain controller validates the credentials and issues timestamp tickets that grant access to network services. Each resource in the directory has a security descriptor listing allowed and denied users or groups, so a person's group membership determines what they can read, modify, or execute. Trust relationships between domains let those tickets work across boundaries, providing centralized identity management and consistent permission checks. Active Directory faces attacks that target both user credentials and directory infrastructure. Adversaries often steal or guess passwords, exploit weak permission settings on files and objects, or capture authentication tokens to impersonate legitimate accounts. Misconfigured access controls and overprivileged group memberships let attackers escalate rights and move laterally through the network. Attackers may also tamper with domain controller replication or manipulate the directory database to create hidden administrative accounts. A lack of regular patching and insufficient monitoring can leave these activities undetected, allowing long-term compromise of critical resources. Begin with a secure baseline. Apply vendor-recommended hardening to domain controllers and core servers. Enforce strong password policies and multi-factor authentication for all privileged accounts, and segment administrative duties through role-based access. Use group policies to lock down workstation and server configurations, restrict local administrator rights, and require encryption for network traffic. Keep all systems and directory services patched on a regular schedule. Implement tiered administration. Separate everyday users, help desk operators, and domain administrators into distinct security levels. Apply the principle of least privilege to group memberships and service accounts, and review access rights on a quarterly basis. Finally, enable continuous logging and alerting for changes to high impact objects, and perform regular audits to detect misconfigurations or unauthorized activity before they can be exploited.